I don't want to be met.
Then you won't.
Is Hubertus still in New York, Pamela?
Pamela consults an Oakley time bomb, slightly wider than her left wrist.
Hubertus is on his way to Houston, but he'll be back in the Mercer tonight. His email and all of his numbers are in your iBook.
She opens a second case, exposing a flat Mac, a gray cell phone large enough to look either passé or unusually powerful, various cables and small gizmos still sealed in the manufacturer's plastic, and a sheaf of the usual glossy how-to. There's a Blue Ant envelope on top of the computer. Pamela closes her own computer, zips up the case, picks up the envelope, tears it open, shakes out a loose credit card.
Sign this, please.
Case takes it. Case Pollard, EXP. Platinum Visa, customized with a hieratic Blue Ant, which, of course, is a Heinze creation, robotic and Egyptianate. Pamela Mainwaring hands her an expensive German roller point. Case puts the card face down on the trestle table and signs its virgin back. Something seems to clunk heavily at the rear of her ethical universe.
It's been a pleasure meeting you, Pamela says. Have a brilliant trip, best of luck, and call or email me if you need anything, absolutely anything.
She shakes Case's hand firmly.
I can show myself out, thanks.
And then she's gone, Case closing and locking the door behind her. She goes back to the table and picks up the cell phone. She sees that it's on. After a few tries, she manages to turn it off. She puts it back in the case, which she closes and pushes to the rear of the table. Takes a deep breath, another, then does a Pilates spine curl, rolling down vertebra by vertebra into a sort of upright fetal crouch. Comes up out of it as smoothly and slowly as she can. Damien's phone rings.
Hello?
Yes, Wojtek.
I need your help with something, Wojtek. I'd like you to keep a set of keys and give them to a friend of mine if he turns up. I'll give you £20.
It's not needed to pay, Casey.
It's a donation to your ZX81 project. I have a new job and I'm on an expense account, she says, thinking she's lying, but then realizing she isn't necessarily. Can you meet me in 2 hours where we had breakfast?